Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Again, I did serve on the 361 Commission. We spoke at length. We had the Department of Transportation. We had DRED. Had a lot of state agencies that were in on this. The rights of way that are available are Route 89, Route 93, Route 95, 101. Railroad lines, the Boston Concord and Montreal Railroad certainly goes up to the Canadian border. What Representative Callie Pitts was referring to was Route 3, which the DOT said parts of it were owned fee simple, but a lot of it was owned with an easement. When we have an easement and state highways such as Route 3 go through towns or compact areas, whatever, they do bury electric lines, they bury gas lines, they bury telephone lines and so forth within those roadbeds, and that doesn't seem to violate any parts of the easement. The easements were granted for travel, for originally wagon and then automobile travel. We were going to get a more definitive word from the DOT. We ran out of time with the commission and we never did receive that word. When we took the final vote on the recommendations of the commission members that were state agencies and so forth were instructed not to endorse the commission recommendations through the Attorney General's office. The reason for that, I must assume, would be a conflict of interest because most of these agencies sat on the SEC, which, by the way, this week actually turned down the first project since they've been in operation. So they've turned down one project up until last week. The SEC had never turned down a project. Okay, so as far as that being the final judge of a right-of-way, a power project, or whatever, up until last week was the first project ever denied by the SEC. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Simard? I have a question, Mr. Simard. Did you actually get that report that you were expecting from DOT?
Department of Transportation never delivered that report.
Thank you.
You're welcome.